And our friend up in Seatown from The Athletic, he is the one and only Zach Jackson. ZJ, good to have you. How you doing?
Not only do I like you guys, but I really don't have a whole hell of a lot else to do. So glad to be here.
Same here. We're all in the same boat. So it's good to have you. And by the way, that's the best endorsement we've had in a long time for our show. That should be our mantra. The Carpenter and Rothman guests, they've got nothing better to do. All right. So let's
some writing to do. I'm just choosing to ignore it currently because, you know, motivation at a time like this is tough.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, let us be your distraction and we'll pick your brain a little bit on what you're going to be writing about. Cleveland likes to win the offseason, right? Do you think are they the leader right now? Are they out front of the NFL offseason?
Yeah, it's another successful March. You know, we've thrown parades and made trophies before. It's never worked out. But, you know, I give them a strong grade. It's months and in some cases years before you know. But I just used the test of a week ago we'd have had this conversation or maybe a week and a half ago, and you just said they're going to get Jack Conklin, they're going to get Austin Hooper, they're going to get Case Keenum for the most important room in the building. I said that's pretty good. So, you know, I think over time the good teams – use free agency to address glaring and immediate weaknesses and, you know, in some cases turn them into strengths. And a healthy Jack Conklin is a top tier right tackle. And we'll see, you know, with this offense, how it all fits, but Hooper's the kind of guy that can create mismatches, line up in different places, move the chains. And so, you know, this season is about boosting your quarterback, protecting your quarterback, and that quarterback solidifying himself. So the more help you can get for him, the better.
No, absolutely, Zach. It makes a lot of sense. And people are asking about, like, Njoku. But if you look at Stefanski and what they like to do, they ran a lot of 12 and even some 13 personnel in Minnesota, which is either two or three tight ends on the field. So are you worried at all that Njoku could potentially not be phased out but maybe be less utilized in this role? Or is this a thing where you think they'll both be on the field quite a bit?
Yeah, well, he and Hooper definitely play the same position. I mean, they're receiving tight ends, right? I'm not sure what's going to happen with Njoku. I don't think he's definitely going to be traded. I think he could be in the plans, but they're not going to pick up the option. So they're a year from losing him and they just hired his replacement. So, you know, he had a lost year and he definitely had the old regime stayed would not be on the team. Is he going to be on this year's team? I don't know. I think you have to wait till the draft and see how they plug some other needs and see what kind of the market is for him. You know, he is talented, but frankly, he's been a non-contributor for much of his time, and other teams know that too. So do you give him one more shot or do you try to get something for him knowing he's probably going to go in a year anyway, regardless of how he does? I don't know. I think the same thing with Kareem Hunt. I mean, a healthy Kareem Hunt and the Browns got him for nothing. They were willing to take that chance. The old regime, you have him for one more year. He's not your starter. He can help. You know, eventually can you maximize value there? We'll see. But, you know, anytime you change, you don't get better immediately, but this group coming in, I think they made sound moves. They made aggressive moves, and a lot of these groups have started from scratch. And when you look at the talent on this team, specifically on the offensive side, this group is far, far from starting from scratch.
Zach Jackson from The Athletic with us on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. They gave Jack Conklin $30 million guaranteed. They still have that hole at left tackle. I assume that you'll be writing about that being their 10th pick in the draft this year?
I was supposed to be at Iowa's Pro Day this morning with Tristan Wirfs. So, yes. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's a lock because I think you have options, and they still have glaring defensive needs, Anthony. But, yeah, I think in an ideal world, in the most likely situation, sitting here 5 weeks from the draft, yeah, you would think left tackle. And I think if you look in a bigger picture scale, you would like to draft your left tackle, have him under contract, and let him grow because you'd like to worry about that once every 5 or 7 or 10 years and, you know, not be kind of patching it as they've done since Joe Thomas retired.
Outside of that, Zach, where do you see the biggest needs? I mean, the left tackle is obviously the most glaring. How big of an issue do you see linebacker? Do you think they've addressed that enough, or is that will be the second biggest area of need for this team?
Linebacker, are you in game shape, Bobby?
No, I could give you a game. Like, if you use the term game shape, now if you said game's shape, that's a little different story.
Okay. Yeah, linebacker sticks out. Safety to an extent, although I think they'll definitely fill that in the draft, and I think they were going to anyway. You know, what's out there besides those other guys I mentioned possibly trading would be maybe trading for Anthony Harris, who got the franchise tag from the Vikings. But then you have to give up, you know, draft resources or another player and sign him to a lot of money, because as soon as he signs that tag, he's guaranteed to make like 11 point something this year. So, yeah, I think linebacker and safety, and then, you know, in the front seven, they got Andrew Billings, who I think is a really good, cheap flyer. But on the edge and at linebacker and in today's game, you know, a lot of those guys are interchangeable. They're not deep there. It's not guaranteed that Olivier Vernon's going to be around when things shake out. So I just think you have to get better there and see how it works. You know, we know how they've tried to play defense the last couple of years under two different coordinators, but we really don't with this coordinator, you know, how they're going to utilize various safeties, linebackers, rush guys in certain packages. And then just looking, you know, Sheldon Richardson was awesome last year. His guarantees expire after this year. Larry Ogunjobi has been a really nice find as a third-round pick. His contract is up, or is he a guy you want to commit to? Can you commit to him if you're going to commit to other guys? That's a question. So I certainly look for them to continue to address depth in the defensive front, because, you know, past this year, there's, besides, you know, Myles Garrett getting an extension as soon as things settle down, you don't really have a lot of answers.
On paper, they've got to like having Ward and Greedy Williams, right, as the starting corners on paper. How do they feel outside of that, the future they have with those two guys?
Yeah, I think year three is a time for Denzel to be a top five corner, right, instead of just saying he can be. Mm-hmm. And I think it just helps with him. I mean, he has all the ability. He's 22 years old. He has no baggage. He just got to stay healthy. And with Greedy, you know, I don't know. The Browns were willing to take the chance on him last year when a lot of teams saw him as too immature or too much of a project. Thought he had some moments. His talent's obvious, but he's got to play better. So, you know, you need five corners, and they have Denzel. They have Terrence Mitchell for at least one more season. They brought in Kevin Johnson, who figures as their starting slot and has played a lot of football and has been okay when he's been healthy. He didn't last early in his career as a first-round pick because he wasn't healthy. So, you know, is it a strength right now? No, but if Denzel has a Pro Bowl year, then absolutely you got a chance to be really good there, because I just think the world of him.
Talking to Zach Jackson, covering the Browns for The Athletic on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And Zach, you know, you mentioned the safety thing, probably addressed that in the draft maybe a little more. You know, Malcolm Jenkins was available. He ends up re-signing with the team that originally drafted him, New Orleans. Was there ever an opportunity, or were the Browns interested in that, or was it simply going to be more of a draft or more lower-end free agent safety at that point?
Yeah, I certainly think when Malcolm Jenkins became available that the antenna went up, but I think he pretty clearly wanted a certain amount and wanted to go to where he was comfortable in New Orleans. So, you know, I really think I don't have this double sourced or anything, but I really think the plan was Anthony Harris, and then he got the tag at the last minute. So the Browns are like, do we want to double dip there with those resources? So I think they tried to patch it with a couple of veteran guys. You know, they were going to draft one either way. And, you know, you draft a starter. I think that's a spot, Bobby. You know, historically, really good safeties have been available in the second and third round, and they can play a long time. So I think that was kind of always in the plans, and I think that's the plan now. Just go with a young guy and hope at least one of the older guys works out.
He's Zach Jackson, Browns and NFL writer for The Athletic with us. All right, before we cut you loose, what's been on your quarantine list to watch, movies, shows? What is Zach Jackson dipping his toe into now that he has plenty of time on his hands?
Well, honestly, like last week, we had free agency, and thankfully we did, for a sports mm-hmm. distraction, right? And it kept me busy. And today I've done two podcasts already, and I came on with you guys. So I do have a Netflix account. I have an old Sega Genesis.
Wait, you have an old Sega Genesis that works? Like NHL 90, like you have NHL, yep. Like which NHL?
And I have them all, but NHL 94 is the granddaddy.
Oh, my yeah. Good. So you have the Swingers NHL. You have Jeremy yeah. Roenick. He's good. It's not so much me. You have making yeah. Little Wayne's head bleed. You have, my goodness, Pavel Bure, who was just a beast on that game. Do you have PGA Tour? Mm-hmm. Do you have PGA Tour, Sega?
The PGA game I have does not work. What happened is I found some at my parents' house a few years back while looking for something else.
Ooh.
And so then we bought a system on eBay, and I've kind of stocked the collection, and a friend bought one, and we kind of trade games. So I have the hockey games, Bill Walsh College Football, NBA Jam, and a couple of baseball games. And they've been getting some use.
We need to get you the Holy Grail PGA Tour 3, 1994 for Sega, and you may never leave the house again, and I may be there. That's unbelievable. What a find, a Sega Genesis. That's awesome. That got me pumped today.
Yep.
All right, we'll see at the Kemper Open at TPC Avenel later on today.
Sounds great. Hey, guys, call me back. I'm that busy.